Always love speaking to our next guest because she's just so good at what she does. Whatever it is that she does, Candace Miller has always been the top. Now, as Macomb County Public Works Commissioner, we hear from her on some issues that are upsetting to her. Good morning to you. Happy holiday. Merry Christmas to you, Candace.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Paul W.
You are, you know, when you get involved, it's for a good reason, and you want some action. And you're the first person who we heard from that talked about studying sewage to find out how the COVID levels were going based on the COVID levels in the sewage. I hadn't heard that before until you. And now we're in New York and probably around here, too. They're checking for polio, God forbid, something we thought we had eradicated in this country till our borders were clearly overrun. But CSOs are in the news, and you're mad about them and have been for some time. CSOs, combined sewage overflows. What are we talking about here, Candace?
Well, it's really, that really is one of the principal reasons I ever ran for this job, Paul W. I think after having done this generationally, we don't have to live this way. And in at this day and age, we should not be discharging our sewage overflows into our waterways, our drinking water supply. In this particular case that you're referring to, Macomb County is asking Oakland County, who discharges on us, actually. They have a big retention basin for 17 different communities in Oakland County. They discharge into what's known as the Red Run Drain right at the border of Oakland and Macomb. And then all of their discharge flows down through Warren, Sterling Heights, you know, Clinton Township, Mount Clement. It flows right out into Lake St. Clair. And we've been raising this with our very good friends and neighbors in Oakland County for years, but we haven't had any movement, and rather their posture really seems to be sort of dismissive of our concerns. But you know me and Macomb County, we're not going away. So
I also know that you said, and rightfully so, look, quote, if the situation was reversed and Macomb County was discharging combined sewer overflows and sometimes raw sewage into Oakland County, you said, I'm pretty sure there'd be an uproar, end of quote. And you're right.
Absolutely. I mean, they are our good friends and neighbors. But, you know, good friends and neighbors don't usually dump their sewer discharges on their other neighbor's head. So, you know, they always point to the fact that the state is actually permitting them to do what they do, which is true. We also have a permit, but we are spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars to correct our situation here. We're all very focused on it. And I would also point out that they have actually violated their state permit. I mean, for instance, just in the last 5 years, 45 times they violated their permit by over-discharging. Last June, in the heavy rain, they discharged 1 million gallons of raw sewage, not even treated, right on us. So, you know, our entire Board of Commissioners unanimously passed a resolution just a couple of weeks ago asking them to address the situation. Now the city of Warren, I've been contacted by several other Macomb communities. We're all sort of saying, look, come on. I mean, there's even a citizen, a Facebook called Save Lake St. Clair. They have like 30,000 followers all here in Macomb. So this is a big issue for us. And we really want to stop Oakland from discharging on Macomb. I know they can't do it overnight, but they could start making some movements. And to his credit, Commissioner Nash has now has said, well, maybe we should have a regional group to meet and look at this. So I take that as some progress. And but, you know, you've got people here saying, just build a sluice gate at the county border. Make them take care of their own discharge. Well, you know, that would flood hundreds of thousands of people probably. So we certainly don't want to be doing that. But, you know, something has to change here.
You're working alongside many, but including Warren Mayor Jim Fouts. How's he doing these days?
He's doing great. He's feisty as ever. And he's upset not only about the combined sewer overflow from the discharge, but when this particular facility discharges, they actually discharge at a what's called a peak discharge rate, which is probably three times higher than what the storm management standards adopted by either Macomb or Oakland even allow. We wouldn't let a developer do what this facility is doing, and they discharge so much that I won't get technical about it, but they essentially flood this big drain so it's at capacity, and then it backs up into another drain in Warren, And our hydrologists think that, you know, back, for instance, back in the heavy, heavy rains, when you get these enormous rains, like in 2014, when Warren flooded all over, this was a contributing factor. So, you know, things evolve. Our knowledge evolves. We see what's happening. And, you know, just because the state permits this, it's not right. And well, there is impact.
It isn't right, and it leads to all kinds of other problems, the algae mats and all of that. I mean, we are talking about our drinking water. You would not think, for all the years you've been fighting to clean up the lake and the lakes, and as much sense as it makes that this stuff should never be going into our clean lakes, we still do it. And I'm kind of stunned, because there are very few things that are more important than us keeping this clean water clean. We are, for the moment, the stewards of all this clean water in the world. There's a lot of it here. And if we don't do it right, it'll be taken away from us. And don't think that it can't be. It can be. I think about how people were upset with trash coming in from Canada, and they went after it and found out they couldn't do a thing about it. So I am stunned that we still so openly pollute our waters. Doesn't it kind of stun you a little bit, all the years you've been fighting this?
It's crazy.
Well, that's even better. That's even, you get technical. It's even better. It's just crazy.
It really is. But, you know, it's very expensive to fix these things. I mean, for instance, the city of Warren, who is asking their good friends and neighbors, Oakland, to stop doing this, is spending over $100 million as we speak. They bought an old elementary school, bulldozed it, and is digging a big retention basin there. I mean, they're upsizing their pipes. Clinton Township has spent over $30,000 doing their or $30 million cleaning up. Mount Clemens separated their sewers. You know, we're into this. We live on the lake. We want to clean it up. We're just asking Oakland, please, you have got to do something here. You can't keep doing this, because we are like losing our sense of humor about it. And again, we want to work with them. I love Oakland County.
You've made it clear. You've made it clear. You love them. They're your wonderful neighbor. But damn it, stop this. All right. Very good. I'm glad you had a big megaphone here to let everybody know how you feel. And I'm glad you
did.
Thank you. Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller, thank you, madam, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas, Paul W.
Heading towards 729 at WJR.